Now, Finders International are launching a new service later this month in Ireland, and Pádraig Grennan joins me now. And Pádraig, you're very well dressed for the beginning of the year. We feel kind of sloppy. We just about got here today.
Don't worry about that. Thank you.
So, Finders International, you're starting a new service in Ireland in February, but you've been operating for quite some time outside of Ireland, obviously.
We have. I mean, the company's on the go since 1997. Traditionally, what we do is we trace missing beneficiaries or unknown next of kin to estates all over the world. So we would help solicitors who are dealing with probate or estate administration. They might have somebody named on a will that they can't locate. They would come to us. So they might have an intestacy where they need to find, there's no family, and they need to find next of kin. So that's where we come in.
And it is something that you don't really think about, and you were saying it yourself as well, until you start getting involved and then you travel around the country and you go, God, there's how many properties that just seem to be just empty. Like, they are empty and they're just vacant for years and years and years, and they must be attached to somebody.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, the service that we provide ties in with this new service that we're going to launch very shortly, and it relates directly to derelict properties all over Ireland. So you would have various different circumstances as to why a property might become derelict. The one where we come in is where somebody might have passed away, they've had no children themselves, and maybe they're the last in their own family, their siblings have died off. So that person, the house dies, the neighbours don't know who owns the house or who to contact, solicitors mightn't know, so the house literally falls to rack and ruin. So that's where we come in. We would find out who the owner was, put a family tree together, and go back through that family tree to find living descendants, next of kin.
So you're kind of tracing a tree in reverse almost.
Exactly. It's different to kind of traditional genealogy. Our business is called probate genealogy.
Okay.
So we find living descendants, yeah.
And with the properties in Ireland, are you finding out that it's mostly, what's the most common reason? Is it that someone immigrated, or is it what you were just saying, that someone's passed away and they didn't have children?
There are so many different reasons. Okay. I mean, you could have repossessions over the years. Somebody, the bank literally took a house back. We find that each county council, local authority has a derelict housing register. And most of the houses on those would seem to be ones that were repossessed by the bank. But you also have circumstances where somebody might have inherited a house, but don't have the funds to do it up or refurbish it, so it sits there and that person dies off. And sometimes as well, properties, we had an inquiry just a couple of days ago about a house down in Waterford.
Right.
And the house was simply forgotten about.
Really?
Yeah. The owner's estate was they didn't live there when they died, so this house was literally forgotten about. So you've so many different circumstances as to why a house would become derelict.
And how many do you reckon there are in Ireland?
There's over 200,000, according to a recent report, Simon, the action plan for rebuilding Ireland.
Okay.
I think there's 230,000 derelict houses strewn everywhere across Ireland. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. And what about when it comes to the laws surrounding, when you find out about a property, what's the first thing you do? Can you enter it? Or what can you do?
No, we wouldn't be able to. We'd have to find out who was registered.
Okay.
So if it wasn't actually registered, we'd be going back through. There are different ways that we can, research methods we use to find out who owned the house as such.
Right.
So then we would find out, we would get that try to look for that person's birth record, which would indicate who their parents were.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to different birth records, certificates, marriage, deaths, birth certificates, and piece together the family tree that way. But we also rely heavily on local knowledge as well.
Yeah.
Somebody local.
The word of mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Can really sometimes, a little bit of information can be the key that would unlock a case for us.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And then what's the response kind of typically when people do, when you contact them and say, for example, they wouldn't have any knowledge of the house? Like, what's their responsibility and what's their kind of response?
Yeah, you can never predict how people react. Most people are very happy to get the knock on the door to say, listen, you're due an inheritance. But some we have had situations where people didn't want to inherit. They maybe didn't like or had fallen out with the person who had died.
Or didn't live in Ireland or, were far away.
Yeah, for various reasons. But 99% Irish people are very happy to receive the knock on the door from us. Our business is very much international, in that you might have somebody from Ireland that moved to England. They built up their fortune over there, passed away, and they've no family over there. So those who are to inherit would be back in Ireland. So very much it's a cross border.
So it becomes their responsibility though, right? So is that perhaps why some people might not want it, because then they're like, well, what do I do with it? And then are they responsible for not necessarily refurbishing it, but selling it on or doing something with it?
If you
knock on the door and you go, Alison, you actually have a cottage in Mayo, and I'm like, I don't have any money to do anything with that. What happens?
Yeah, well, basically the property would be liquidated and sold, and they would inherit that way.
Okay, okay. And it springs to mind, like, it sounds crazy maybe, but like sort of images of Pompeii, like just shut doors and all the things that are inside that potentially, obviously have significance to some people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I say, we're only launching this, so there are many different circumstances I'm sure we'll come across.
Yeah.
I would imagine a lot of these houses are very old, boarded up.
Mm.
Some of them mightn't even have roofs on them.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're still valuable properties. They're on plots of land all over Ireland. So, we have to wait and see what comes out of the woodwork for us.
Do you think you'll get it over years? Obviously, not immediately, but a case where they'll all be accounted for. Or do you think you'll not be able to achieve that?
No, I don't think we'd be able to achieve that realistically.
Okay.
You know, we would encourage your listeners. Any information that anyone would have in terms of any properties, maybe a neighbour who passed away a couple of years ago and the house, nothing's been done with the house. So if anyone out there listening has any information, they can contact us directly. So our contact details, we have an email address set up specifically for these type of cases. It's derelict@findersinternational.ie. So anybody who has any information can kindly get in touch with us. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah. And it must be hugely satisfying when a case is sort of completed and you know, there's happy people receiving the information.
Absolutely. I mean, we've done so many cases. We're in business in Ireland for the last 2 years.
Mm.
We set up in March in 2015 and we've handled a lot of cases, and I've been around the country dealing with a lot of people.
And the history as well.
The social history around these cases is fascinating. You know, you really meet lovely people who are so appreciative to receive an inheritance they never knew even existed.
I suppose, and even the people that are living near these properties, you know, sometimes they're not obviously nice to look at, or there's rumours around them, or, you know, myths or whatever. Yeah. So to know that perhaps it's going to be taken on and refurbished or something done with it is probably
absolutely
nice.
I mean,
for
a lot of these are an eyesore to the community. They could be rat infested, there could be vagrants living in them, you know. So I mean, we're trying to, this is our little way of contributing, if you like, towards the housing crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that if we get the information, we can solve these cases and reintroduce these houses back into the marketplace. They can be refurbed by developers and sold on, and you know,
it's
possibly
amazing.
Become family homes for people. They're just sitting there idle. So
because some of them have, I imagine, are really lovely locations as lovely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's amazing. Give out the email one more time, please.
Yeah, derelict@findersinternational.ie. We also have our general email is contact@findersinternational.ie. If you don't mind, I'll just give a little plug for one of our websites. It's called unclaimedestates.ie that we set up. And on there are almost 600 cases of Irish people who left Ireland and moved to England, and they have left unclaimed estates there. So if you or any of your colleagues here were to type in your name, you might find something. You could be related. So
I don't have to live in my tiny house anymore.
Yeah, unclaimedestates.ie. There's a search engine in there. You could put in your mother's maiden name or your granny's maiden name, and you never know, you just might be linked to an unclaimed estate in the UK.
Wow. Thank you very much, Porg. Thank you, and Happy New Year.